Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Nunu. Thanks for coming by today. Remember, this is not a coincidence. Something has brought you here today. You know, I've wanted to do a radio show for a while, and a few nights after, I decided to start a blog talk radio show. I had this dream that Bill and I and some other people I don't know were floating freely in space. We had on no suit. We were just floating, trying to find our way back home. When we saw Earth, it was either blown out or rotting or something. It was huge. But the thing is, all the water was gone, and the continents and the land masses were just floating unattached. In my dream, we landed on the planet with a goal in mind to fit back in. And I remember a tiny bit about us hiding in a barn or being hidden in a barn. People that had a healthy appearance were targets. And we soon realized that the people on Earth were just not the same anymore. As a natural-born healer and empath, I've come to realize that my current role in life is to help. And whether I'm assisting people in divining their own life path or simply helping them see, I know that I'm here to spiritually serve you. Everyone, just sit back, get in line. If you're ready for a reading, or if you're ready to manifest something awesome, something green, we're here for you today. Get your green candles burning. This is all about you. No one else but you. This is the Broken Earth Radio Show. I hope everybody's had a really good past few days. It's been nice and relaxing. Hello, Yowzer, Yowzer. I see you waving in the chat room. See, V. Diggs has been able to get back in. Hello, V. Diggs. today, I want everyone to remember that the show is supposed to be about manifesting green energy. You know, we can talk about anything. We can talk about everything. that you want to talk about. But, you know, primarily today is it's about getting our finances straight. I have some recipes that you guys can use if you got your pen and paper ready at some point. It's about making money happen. It's about really, really creating realistic money coming your way, because remember, it has to come from someplace. We can go for the lottery if we want, but I mean, you know, it's heart-wrenching to weekly see yourself looking at your ticket, feeling nothing, as opposed to really making money happen and come from someplace. So, yeah, Jada, we're going to manifest money and love. Before we do that, though, we are going to take a caller. We've got 2786 numbers, so I'm going to just say 530. This is Nunu. How can I help you? Hello, hello. Can you hear me? This is Nunu. I guess you can't hear me. I'm going to go to the next one. This is Nunu. I'm talking to 786. How can I help you today?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Could I have your name and your birth date?
Yes. We spoke last week. My name is Geralda, and my birthday is July 22nd, 85.
Hi, Geralda. It's really nice to be able to speak with you again. So, sure. I'm very, very good. Very good. So, why don't you share with us all how things have been going for the past few days?
Well, everything has gone well. Like you said, he did reach out, and he was just, I guess, having his moment, the guy I've been dating. But
right.
Actually, I was calling about, you said finances. He's been having a lot of financial difficulties and knows that adding stress to him. And that wasn't even the question I was going to ask until you said that was what the show was about. So I really wanted, I'm kind of calling in for him to see, like, do you see him getting out of this rut? Because he has applied to different jobs, but
right.
He hasn't anything back. And the job he's working at now is just, honestly, it's not where he needs to be.
Right, right. Okay, well, let's look at him. Let's look at him getting some work.
His birthday?
Yeah, what's his name and his birthday?
His name is John, and his birthday is April Fool's Day, actually. So April 1st, 1980.
Okay, all right. Now remember, just relax, Geralda. Just take some nice, good, deep breaths. And like I said, we're gonna be doing some manifesting today for finance, and I'm also gonna be giving people some stuff to do on Thursday. It's going to be very, very helpful stuff that I really do actually see work, and I'll kind of explain to you how. But let's, you know, find him some work and see what's up. Okay. So did he stop working 4 months ago?
I don't think he stopped working 4 months ago.
Was it by chance around the third week of last month then?
Did he start it or stop working?
He stopped working.
Oh, no, because he's been working here for a little bit, maybe like a month. But he started a new program. He's been working for about 4 weeks, 5 weeks.
So we are looking at we're still looking at some phase of four where things changed, or some process of four. Okay, okay. Because when I go back four steps. And so I'm just trying to see what that means to him. But, this is the deal. What it looks like is going on is there's something that's happening with him now that's basically, or just very soon, that's being called a matchup, like a pairing. And then when we actually go into roughly next month, this is where it looks like he actually knows exactly what's up. Like he actually understands what he'll be doing, or he has a clear vision of what's up. And so it looks like it's happening. And remember, I'm approximating because it does look like it's happening within the month of August, except you see, it could be the first week of August. It could be over the first few days. It could be over the first couple of weeks, but it really does look like it's something that's happening very soon. He's just getting prepared now, or he'll be getting prepared very soon, and then he'll be going into what he'll be doing. Right now, the primary cards here over his situation are called his efforts bring in rewards, which is basically saying wherever he puts his energy, that's where it goes. And the other one is just called the actual pairing. So it's almost like they either have to get him in the right position, or he needs to be, just in the right place. But it's about placing, I think. I think it's about placing. And because his placement is indicative, it's indicated with swords, it looks like he's going to be doing something that has to do with management or administration, structure, you know.
Yeah,
so it does look like that's what he'll be doing. It's just that it's about him being prepared for it, I think.
So you see maybe getting that job change, and by August, you said?
It's very soon. It's very, very soon.
Okay.
It honestly could be just over, like, the next couple of days or, like, next week. It's very soon.
Okay. Do you think this is a relationship? Like I said, there's about a month and a half going on, and he took some time for another day or so. He's just kind of, I guess, in his mood. Do you see maybe if this job change making things better? Because now it's hard for us to see each other as much as we would like, because he works literally 7 days a week and he's always working. Do you see things with our relationship getting better with this job change?
When he gets acclimated to things, I believe it'll get better. I do. When he starts feeling like himself, it'll be a lot better. It will be.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you. Okay. And I'll talk to you soon. Okay, sweetheart?
Okay. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That was our friend Geralda. Hope that everything goes well with her over the next little while. One of the things that I want to talk to everybody about with your green candles, and I hope that you have your pencil and papers ready, it's about realistically bringing money into our lives. Green, of course, is the color of money, okay? It's just a universal color color of money. Even if there are, like, you know, if you're in other places and your money is different colors, it's still, you know, about that green energy. I have a cab driver that makes me laugh so much, but he is just a regular old country boy. Nothing really spectacular. Just a regular guy who likes country music, you know. And I told him what I did, and of course, you know, he's just like, help me make some money. So I said, okay, let's do it. Let's make some money. Hi, Tosh Fabulous. And so what I did was I told him to get just a small amount of money. And so he told me that what he likes to do is he likes to go play bingo in a different state, and he drives a couple of women there every other week, every week or so. And I said, okay, do they pay you gas money? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, take that little bit of money they give you and play that money and see what happens. So the first time he did it, you know, he won a little bit. And I said, okay, now I want you to, how much money do they give you for gas? And so they're older women. I think they give him like $15 for gas. And I said, what you're going to do is on Thursday, you're going to get your green candle. You're going to take $15 and you're going to ask for it to be multiplied by a realistic number. Realistically, how much can you see yourself making? $1,000 at bingo. Okay, cool. Let's do it. So what he does is, he takes his $15 and he asks for it to become, you know, multiply it by whatever, whatever that is, or, you know, multiply it by, or just create it into $1,000. I think that's probably what he does, actually. And so now when he goes every other week, and he knows he's making about $1,000, because that's what he does on every Thursday. He asks for his little gas money to turn into $1,000. And he's actually walked out with about $2,000. But the thing is, he just only flips that money. So what I'm going to be telling you guys to do is, on Thursdays, get your debit card or get yourself a nice, crisp $20 or $50 or $100 bill and lay it out there. And when you are burning your candle and you're talking to the spirits and you're asking for your money to be multiplied, think of a realistic number. I want my, you know, my bank account to be multiplied by 30 within a month. Or I want it to be multiplied, this $10 bill to be multiplied by 20 within a month. But keep using that amount. Keep flipping it monthly. And when you see it grow, flip it again. Ask it to be raised a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. And this is how you can realistically manifest money, because it has to come from someplace. It's easy for it to come from a scratch-off. It's easy for it to come from bingo. It's easy for it to come from a pick four. It's easy for it to come to you because you loaned it to somebody. However, asking for the lottery, which still has been real for some people, for most of us, we're not going to win it. So let's win something or get something, as opposed to something that is just so incredibly, you know, out there that you're just, you know, you feel like you're fail, or you feel like no one's listening when you're asking for it. So we're going to take that little bit of advice and see how it works for you. But right now we're going to take another caller. We're going to take area code 617. And 617, this is Nunu.
Hi, Nunu. I'm just listening, honey.
Oh, you're just listening?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No problem. I'll put you back on hold.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening, sweetheart. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. So we're going to get on over to V. Diggs. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. I'm very good, and I hope you are too, and I hope you'll be better.
Okay.
So why don't you just share your question with me today, sweetie?
Since it's about finances, you can just tell me what you see coming in for finances. Actually, I'm going to do a green candle burning for that soon in the near future. Right now I'm working on something else, so I can't do it at the same time. But
okay.
What do you see coming up for me, and any suggestions also, because this will be my first time doing that. So.
Okay. All right. Well, let's, you know, there's some things that I really do like to do with the people that I work with privately.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ever put anybody on blast, but one of the things I like to do is I like to see how much money people made the previous year and see what, just by the natural course of things, you'd be doing the next year. And then we'll see how we can make some changes, but I'm not going to do that to you. What I'm actually going to do right now is I just kind of want to look at the next 3 months, because we want to keep this under control.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see where you may have some gains. We're also going to be trying to pinpoint luck. And if you have a pen and paper, I want you to listen closely to what this luck means to you and how you can create it into something better for yourself. Some people really zone out when we start talking about luck, because they're so used to hearing people tell them, or I don't know if they're dealing with gypsies or whoever they're dealing with, just kind of say, you know, you're going to hit the lottery. And, you know, that, I'm pretty sure somebody could have hit it. You know what I mean? But remember, this is about realistically seeing change, things being real for you. Hold on just a moment. Let's look and see what's going on with you over the next 3 months. Okay. So I really want to pay attention to the month that we're in, okay? Now, have you recently started a job, or have you recently been promoted, or recently had any change in your work?
I just had reviews, actually, at both. I have two jobs. I just had reviews at both of them, which went really well. They didn't go
okay,
bad.
Good. Okay, good. Because right now it's basically saying that you have a fresh start with your work, and so you've had your reviews. And
right.
So basically it does look like there's supposed to be some money change happening for you over, not this week, but the next week.
Okay.
A little bit of money change happening here, so it's probably a little bit of a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Your Ace of Coins is upside down, so that's not saying that it's not a raise. It's just saying that it probably could have been a better raise. You know what I mean?
Right.
So and then we also have here, since we're going to be dealing starting next week, mm-hmm. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next Sunday is the date of next Sunday is, I'm sorry, not next Sunday, but the next. It's the 22nd. I actually have a card here that's called Material Gain Tainted with Greed. So we're going to try that for luck for you. But remember, we want this to be something that you're doing realistically.
Okay.
We don't want you to, you know, we don't want you to go out there and just, you know, spend $50 on lottery tickets. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do something that's realistic. The next day is actually called the Ace of Swords. Now, this is a day that you have got very good luck when it comes to the way you talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
This is a time where if you were at the store and you saw that skirt, but there's a little bit something wrong with it that you know you could fix,
mm-hmm.
you could actually convince somebody to pay attention. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you've, and then about, let me see, that's the 23rd, 24, 25, 26. On the 27th is just the happiness card. So this is a really good time for you just to have some happiness. And then a few days after that, I have a reciprocation, which is about gifts given, gifts received. So probably this is where you're seeing your monetary gain at your other job, too.
Okay.
So basically what we're looking at here is a few days after that, too, just let me drop that into you, like 3 days later from that, it does look like you have another good day for people to be listening to you. And right after that, the next day, it's another good luck day. But I want to express something to you about that day. Hold on, let me count something off. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 1, 2, 3. That's the 3rd of August, okay? This is something that you don't ever want to necessarily do again. So what this means is it's called get rich schemes. So
uh-huh.
if you were going to play something or attempt something that was going to actually give you a decent turnaround,
uh-huh.
you don't want to do it again. You just want to do it that one time. So it's a good day for you to do something to take risks,
uh-huh.
but you don't want to risk too big. You don't want to risk too big. Now, I also want to express to people that starting on the 15th, we are starting a Mercury retrograde that is universally about being careful with your money, period. You don't want to do much big investing. You don't want to do much when it comes to making any huge, huge changes during that time. So one of the reasons I wanted to talk to people about money and trying to get positive energy going is because you'll be going against, the tide. You'll be sailing against the tide anyway. So we could probably get some things balanced out and some other good things happening if you push forward in a positive direction anyway.
Okay.
So around the 3rd, like I said, is something that is, it's okay to take that risk, but you still want to be careful. You still want to be careful during this time.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is let me know how well our days are working.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to hear when people have tried something. Mm-hmm. I like to know if it works, you know, because, I mean, I do have some clients out there. I have a woman that's hitting numbers left and right. She just bought a car. You know, I do have, you know, the cab driver, like I told you about, that he knows that every other week he's making his little grand or so. There's
uh-huh.
another man that I talk to all the time, and he always gets himself a little bit of something. But, you know, this is the little money he wins. He just tucks it away for a little rainy day, you know.
Right.
So there's, you know, there's random people that I do work with that give me good feedback. But I still, you know, this is something that I as a reader want to work on too, so I want to see how well this works for you as well. So let me know how these play out for you.
Now, what day then, because I was reading somewhere just right before I started listening to the show, like, because we're going into Mercury retrograde, and
right.
some people believe to not do any candle burning at that time?
I honestly believe that it just depends on the practitioner, to be
okay.
frank. Because some people, because, you know, there's a lot of full moons that do take place during Mercury retrograde.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to let go of any moon power, you know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this particular one, this particular retrograde is just kind of starting off, you know, just sort of at, actually, it's going to be the new moon next week. And that's a good time. The new moon is a really, really, really good time to start doing things, too. So, it just depends on the practitioner. Some people aren't affected. Some people, there are people who were born during a retrograde, and that's something that you can figure out for yourself, too, that are never affected by it. And there are some people that start feeling the retrograde a month in advance. So, so, you know, I feel so bad for those people, because it's like, you know, if especially if it's happening four times a year, because if there were a couple of years where we had four retrogrades in a row,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was a mess. So you know what I mean.
But yeah.
But just see how it works for you.
What day is the new moon?
New moon is actually next week. It actually is next week. And I believe the new moon is, I think it's on the 16th. I don't have a calendar in front of me. But see, I always do my manifesting, my monetary manifesting on Thursdays. But
mm-hmm.
I was trying to get everybody ready for it now so that you could know what you wanted to do so you could do it on Thursday.
Okay, so I should start on the 19th then, or?
I mean, you can start it, well, because you're doing something else. Yeah, you can start it on the 19th.
Yeah, because I know the first day you gave me was the 22nd, so I didn't know if you wanted me to start on that one.
Yeah, you can start on it. You can start on the 19th if you
like. Oh, the 19th, okay.
Yeah.
I will start on that day then.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's great. So it doesn't sound like anything bad's about to happen to me really too much.
Well, you know, I guess we always have to be waiting for something, but you know,
it's
you know, we can't live in fear and then forget to live. You know,
right.
we can't do that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you too, and thanks for listening.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, love. Bye-bye. Okay, folks, we are going to take a little bit of a break for a moment, just a minute, and after that break, we have caller 951 in line. All right, we're back, and remember, today is primarily about manifesting green energy. If you do have relationship issues, that's not a good thing to have, but it's okay to talk about that. And we're going to take caller 951. This is Nunu. How may I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Jada.
Hi, Jada.
Hi. So I wanted to see what you see coming up for me for finances as well, and if you can touch on relationships, I'd appreciate that too.
Okay, let's see what's going on with your money situation, Jada. Hold on just
Thank
a moment.
You.
My computer is being a little silly as it's going to do sometimes. But hold on, let's see what's going on with you.
All right.
Okay. All right. Fortunately, we don't have to look too far off. Now, remember, one of the things I want you to remember about what we're doing is we're trying to see where it looks like you have financial gain, or where even where you may have good luck coming your way. And there's something that is going on with you. This does not look like it's this week. It actually looks like it's the next week, and it shows up on a Tuesday. And you're being told just to rest on your laurels, and you'll see. There will be a sharing of some sort. So this luck with you looks like it has something to do with a sharing. I want to think about that. This, there is actually a, I want to ask you something point blank. I just want to point blank ask you something, because there's a woman here. There's a woman here, and next to her are things that indicate over kindnesses and her finally having, you know, something that is under her feet. Have you had a sister or a very good friend that has been having problems and you've been helping her?
That I've been helping?
Yeah.
I mean, I have a niece that I help out.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but would she honestly, realistically pay you back, your niece?
I don't think so. I mean,
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Because
no,
you know,
so.
Our nieces and kids.
Exactly.
They usually don't pay us back. But
right.
But there does look like there's someone, and the best way that this looks to me, and I'm just gonna, I may have to just leave it a little bit open and not give you as much detail as I'm used to, but it does look like there's someone that you have extended some overkindnesses to, and she's had some changes in her life, and it looks like she'll be sharing with you.
So
we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens at this point. But to move you a little further on, here in about, and this is, July, August, around October time, it actually does look like around the second or so week of October, you are going to be, there's some positive stuff going on here with you as far as pulling money in. Now, my justice card is upside down here at this point. So if you have anything legal hanging out there, or if you even have something that is something that you might be being owed by the utility company, there's just something that's happening for you around this point where it looks like you're finally receiving something that you're supposed to get. And this is happening in around October time.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, too, just real quickly. Whenever I talk to people, I do talk to them about life cycles. And the life cycle that you're currently in actually does look like it's a good time to receive, to be receiving, to gain things. So just all around, it looks like you should be gaining things from different directions. So if you paid any attention to what I was telling people about manifesting with your green candle, you know, some people just may want to burn their green candle on Thursdays and just ask the universe to just bless them You know what I mean? So if that's something,
okay.
I kind of feel like that would work well for you. But just whenever you're meditating or whenever you're praying, you burn your green candle and just ask for things, your blessings to be opened up to you. And, you know, there's, you're just in a good cycle for this anyway. And I just kind of, you know, think that you should add some more energy to it just to pull some more stuff in, just to pull the tide in.
Okay, I will do that.
Okay. Now, as far as love life is concerned, is there a person that you wanted to talk about in particular?
No, there's no one in particular. I just wanted to see and you saw that someone
okay.
of any significance would, you know.
All right, let's look at
that.
Hold on just a moment. Now, I've got a little story going on here, and you don't have to say anything about it if you don't want to.
Okay. I'm like, oh, boy, story, okay.
But
that,
it does
that can't
look,
be good.
I know. It actually does look like there is a man in your aura right now, but this person actually looks like he's in another relationship right now. Now, there is a divorce coming in his relationship, and the thing is, it does look like during the process he'll be seeking you out as his friend. I don't mean that in a shady way. It's just that this looks like this is something that could turn into something triangular if you don't keep control of it. So he, the character that represents him is the Knight of Swords, which can represent someone whose job is middle management. His job could also be in a uniform of some sort. You know, he could be the guy that works security in the building where you are. You know what I mean? And it is just that this person is going through a huge life change. And so it looks like he is going to be talking to you and checking you out. It's just that you may not want to get involved too soon. Now, remember, sometimes we do whatever it is that we want to do, you know, and no one can tell us what to do. As long as you know what you're doing, you can do whatever you want. You know what I mean? But just remember that it doesn't look like he's completely free just yet. But it does look like it's coming. It actually looks like it's happening in about 8 or 9 months. So just, I mean, the divorce itself or the split that he has with the other person, but it does look like he might be trying to pick you up and carry you with him before he's actually done with something else.
It's not anybody that I know right now is there, because there's really no one that I know anyway that's going through a divorce.
That's
anyway.
Like that? Well, it's somebody.
Yeah, no, there's no.
Well, it's somebody who shows up. Now, I mean, this person does show up in the present. So even if this is something that maybe you don't know about yet, I mean, he could be somebody that works around you. He could go to church with you. It's just that, you know, we as people sometimes, you know, we may start talking and the divorce is coming, even if it's not out there, even if it's not announced. But you're just kind of being told right now to kind of hang back and be half in and half out during the process. So if I turned this into a timeline, like I said, the person still seems to be around you in some way already, but it looks like around October, November time is where everything is really apparent. Everything is apparent. And then this person actually is trying to approach you in a way that's a little bit more obvious.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have no idea who that is. Okay, but he's married, basically.
It looks like he is
in a
relationship.
He's not available. Basically.
He's not available currently. Not currently, but it does look like he's going through life transitions. But he may be, even though he knows that, everyone else may not know that. And you just don't want to, you know, you want everything to be cool in your life. You want things to
be. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with nobody who still have other attachments to, you know. I want
right.
that all to be clear before I even get involved. In other
exactly.
Words, so.
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, we'll see how that works for you. And remember, let me know. We like to have feedback. You know, we're trying to build a little family here, so we'd like to have feedback.
Okay. Thank you so much for your insight. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too. And have a good one. Okay, Jada?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. okay, friends. We are going to take another real quick break. And we'll be back and we'll be talking to caller 701. And you all just hang in there for just a moment. Hello, caller 701. This is Nunu. How may I help you?
Hi. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very good.
Good. I'm wondering about any, if we're, our finances are going to start looking better.
Okay. What's your name, sweetie?
Laurel.
Laurel? Okay.
Yes.
And your birthday?
9/28/64.
Okay. All right. Well, Laurel, if you would, just relax and, you know, wiggle your arms if you need to. But just, you know, just sink in and just relax. Hold on just a moment. Okay, let's see what's happening. All right, I want to talk to you about something real quickly. This is actually kind of, it's about your answer, but it's still straying a little bit from your answer or your question a little bit. The person that you are right now when it comes to career is actually being represented as the Queen of Cups. Now, in career, cup people can be counselors. They can work in security. They're people that would know things about other people that other people maybe wouldn't know, record keepers. But the thing is, it says that you're really supposed to be a high priestess. And a high priestess is someone who takes care of people in some way. Now, what are you doing for your career?
I'm kind of just in a job right now because I got laid off. So
okay.
I would like to do something helping people, but I'm just looking right now. I'm just
exploring. Okay. Okay. Now this is the deal. Since right now you're just kind of doing something, you know, to make the money come in. If I turn your story into a timeline, your high priestess comes forward again, and this is something that looks like it's happening. My timing is going to be a little bit awkward because I have big changes coming for you in August, but I think they're big changes in what you're doing currently, like they may give you more responsibilities, okay? However, if you can actually sit back and start looking at, you know, as far as, you know, someone who takes care of people in some way, I mean, that's even saying that if you were doing, like, customer service, human resources, working for a group home, just something that has you really caring for other people's needs, this actually looks like this is something that if you start looking, you'd be able to find this probably around October, hopefully faster, but it shows up in the space of October. And then four phases later, this is where it looks like your finances are really starting to be on top of things again, which is just saying, you know, about 4 months later, you're making more money, you're making ends meet, it's really happening. And then there's also someone else here that's with you, that looks like it is a partner with you that's working, or I'm sorry, that's you know, that's helping you out with things in your life. He actually looks like he should be bumped along too at some point.
I'm not with anybody.
Is this a son or anybody like that?
My children are
too young to be. Okay, so let me back off just for a moment because your guides are saying that you're receiving help from some man. Is that maybe an ex?
Yeah, but he would not. I mean, he won't.
He won't help at all.
He has to.
Okay. Well, this is going to be a prediction. You know, this is a prediction, but this is not anytime soon. This actually looks like this is probably about 11 months from now. But it looks like he's getting bumped along, which is going to help you do some things. Now, he shows up in the sword suit. So if he's been in trouble, you know, just whatever it is about him, it looks like he's trying to get things under control. And this is a point here where it looks like he's helping you in some way. But remember, it looks like it's about 11 months from now, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Could it be somebody that I'll meet?
The only thing about that is that there was no introduction to him before he's helping you.
Oh, okay.
So this is somebody you already know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
All right, dear. I wish you the best, and remember to keep in touch so we can know how things are working out for you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
All right. All right, love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hold on just a moment, people. I have to refresh this page. Sometimes we have to do that, and it because it starts acting silly with us. There we go. Area code 919. This is Nunu. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. This is Nunu.
Hi.
Hi. Could
Hi,
I have your name?
You?
And, I'm very good. I'm very good. Could I have your name and your birth date, please?
My name is Pamela, and my birth date is October 2nd, 1964.
All right. Well, Ms. Tamara, why don't you sit back and share your question with me today?
Okay. My question is, I just connected back with an old boyfriend. I mean, we were young, mm-hmm. and I want to know if that's going to go anywhere.
Okay.
We're talking and everything now. As
okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Now, what is his name?
Tony.
Tony. All right, well, let's see what's up with you and Tony. Remember, you just relax and just breathe. Hold on just a moment. So you guys just started talking again about 3 or 4 weeks ago?
No, back in March.
This is March. So we're looking at 3 or 4 months ago. Hold
right.
on just a moment. Okay, in your cycle. So here we go. Here we go. Okay. And then it says that... I really got to think about this, Tamara.
Okay.
One of the things that I am kind of concerned about is that, I mean, it definitely looks like this guy likes you. I'm not concerned about that stuff, but I am kind of concerned about other people. Because it starts veering off in the direction of other women, other ladies here. So but this is the thing. This is not saying that this is not happening and this is not possible, but I am just kind of concerned about other individuals kind of coming into the picture and, you know, you just, there's something about you and I'm just going to go for broke. You're not the kind of person that likes to play around. And so it looks like there's a point here when he may be acting a little bit wishy-washy, and so, you know, it looks like you may actually cut him off. So, but this is the deal. There is a point where it says that you let him back in. Now, the thing is, when I went backwards, we're dealing with a timing of months, okay? So, it looks like soon, I'm going to say like sometime over the next few weeks, it says things start to become a little stagnant. And then this is also a point where you're just kind of like, I'm not messing around with this anymore, you know. And it says that you sort of cut him off. You're just not, you know, you're just going to let him come around when he's ready, so to speak. And then finally, it does look like he does appear again. And at that point, that's where it looks like you actually start having, there's a lot of action, a whole lot of action. The only thing is, and I'm just going to put it out there to you, and like I said, we have to see what happens, is that it does look like there may be some other ladies that come around and take his attention or there's something that's going on and you're just not the kind of person to humor anything like this. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
If he comes back around, what month is that?
When he comes back around, it actually looks like this is around November. So just, you know, you don't have to make any choices right now, because remember right now we're looking in to see what our guides are having to say. And around this point it says he's actually ready to focus on things more seriously. And then it doesn't look like you let him in just because of that. You know what I mean? It says you actually put him on a little bit of a delay, which means he has to earn his way back in with you. So
then we might be together after that.
Exactly. So I'm just concerned about the next little while here. The next little while.
Between now and the end of the year?
Yes. Oh, yeah. So it honestly does not look bad.
You know why? Because we live in separate states right now anyway. So.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Not that big a deal.
But it does not look impossible. It does not look impossible. It just looks like it's something that, you know, fades out a little bit and then comes back.
Okay, so he does care about me.
It really does look like the guy cares about you a great deal. It really does.
Okay, well then we'll wait till the end of the year and see what happens.
All right, Tamara, thank you so much for calling in, and let us know how you're doing, okay?
I will. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, friends, we are going to caller 786. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Could I have your name and your birthday?
Kelly, and my birthday is 6/29/84.
Oh, okay. Well, Kelly, why don't you take some nice deep breaths and share your question with me?
I wanted to know what you saw for this individual that's in my life. We kind of haven't spoken for a while, and I wanted to know, do you see him coming back in my life, or do you see it not working out, and, you know.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael, okay. Michael. Let's see. Kelly, you feel so tired right now.
Not really. I'm relaxing.
Well, I mean with the situation. Like you're kind of a little...
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Tired, but I'm still in love, and I just want to know where this is going, and, yeah.
Right. Right. There he is. We got him. And he comes back. He does come back. Now, this is what I'm concerned about. Now, remember, I always try to remind people that the way that we fix problems is to fix it by flipping things around, turning cards in a different direction. And basically, I mean, it does look like he's gone. It does kind of look like he... One of the reasons... Now, I want to back up for just a moment. I really feel that you have a very, very deep connection with this guy, because it's almost like you feel like he's about to do something, but he just keeps not doing it, okay? Now,
mm-hmm.
And for the most part, though, he shows up here as the Hanged Man and also the Hermit. Now, but both of these characters are upside down. The upside down hangman, this is a card that can mean so many things. But the best way I can define this for this situation is that he looks like he's doing something, but he's not, but it's not happening, just like I pretty much said. And the upside down hermit means somebody who's withdrawn or who's retreating. So this is what you're dealing with right now. Finally, he comes forward. And when he comes forward again, he's gold, he's glitter, he's, you know, tap dancing. He's like, hey, what's up, you know? He's acting like what do you mean, where have I been? You know, just, you know, acting kind of silly like that. But the thing is, he still has a lot of seducer inside of him. And it just basically says that things are just not as easy as they used to be. It's not as easy as it was before. And
yeah,
this is the deal. If I flip what's negative in a different direction, one of the problems with this, with our scenario, is that he leads you back down a path of the way that he keeps taking you to the same place. And so that's what I'm concerned about.
Well, the thing is, I'm wiser this time around, and I'm not going to allow him to do that. I'm going to, when he does come back, I'm going to have him show me action and not words. And
okay.
I think he probably knows that I'm tired, and I'm not going to be stupid this way around. We've never not talked this long, and I think this is what I feel intuitively, but I don't know. I think he feels when he does come back, he's going to have to come back with something stronger, not the same old thing, because I'm just tired of it. And I hope that when he does come back, he has some sort of plan or something, because I'm not going to fall for his, you know, seduction again or his words. And maybe before, when I was weaker, I would. I mean, I'm stronger, yet in a loving way, and I'm not going to just be naive any longer. And I just hope maybe he's just going to test it out. But I did get a missed call yesterday from somebody overseas, because this is a long-distance relationship as well. And before, I felt like he was trying to get a hold of me, but I got private calls. But yesterday, I got a call, but when I called it back, it just rang and rang and rang. And I didn't know if you thought that was him trying to get a hold of me, or was it, I don't know anybody from, so many people overseas are just calling me randomly, you know.
Right.
I live in the U.S. Do you pick up that could have been him, or?
Hold on, let me see if that was Michael. Let me see. What, if you don't mind, what country is he in?
In London.
He's okay, so he's in London. I guess London is a different country, isn't it? And what type of work does he do?
He works for an investment company.
Okay, and is he fair skinned with light eyes? Like, is he blonde and blue eyed, or light color hair?
No,
he's not.
He's not English. He's like actually dark skinned. He's
okay.
He's actually black, but he lives in London.
Okay. The reason I'm asking you this stuff is because it actually says it gives me a description of who the person is, and so now I'm gonna throw myself on it. I mean, this could be him if this King of Cups is just saying that this is him. Because I asked who this is. I wanted a description of who he is so that we could nail the description and know it was him, too. But also, when I ask if it's him, we're getting a positive answer. It's just that, you know, as far as the investment part looks like it's him, the physical description just wasn't exactly what I wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you, it actually says it was a mistake. So I think he may have called you. He may have butt-dialed you.
But it was a number that I didn't know.
You didn't know it.
It wasn't
okay.
His number.
Okay. So he
yeah,
didn't.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he's had.
It was,
I think
okay.
he's had. I think he's had people like maybe try to call me from like their phone, or I don't know. Maybe he's
okay.
probably scared I'll hang up on him. I don't know.
That could be it. That honestly could be it, because if this was one of his blokes, one of his buddies, one of his friends.
Yeah.
You know, it you know, that could be the physical description of the person, but whoever it is, it says that it was carelessness. It said it was carelessness with what happened. But, you know, if you don't know tons of people in England or in London in particular, and that's where he is, it's him. I mean, it is him. I mean, there's a positive answer, but I was also trying to get a physical description of who it was.
Do you think about when you feel he will contact me, like...
Yeah, let's see. Let me see. Hold on just a moment. The last time you did speak to Michael, when was that? Just because I want to see something here.
Oh, it's embarrassing. It's been months. It's been a few months, maybe it was like
About five months? Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on just a moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to do a different spread. Hold on just a moment.
Okay.
Dropping cards. They are falling everywhere. So you guys were doing the nylon thing for a little while, huh? The New York London thing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing.
I never heard that one. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's actually a thing. Okay. Yeah, you'll hear from him. It looks like you're finally going to hear from the guy. Now, it looks like, for your prediction, it looks like you'll hear from him on around the 7th of August.
Okay.
Yeah. And it actually looks like...
Is he going to call me directly?
He's going to call you.
Go on.
It looks like you'll hear from the next day, too. So it looks like you'll be hearing from
him. I'm sorry.
The next day as well. So it looks like you'll talk to him a couple of days in a row. So,
and is he going to call me directly, or is he going to have someone try to call me?
No, he's really calling you. It's really him. He's not playing around.
Okay. And come back, like, do you think he'll have a plan in his mind? Like, is he going to come back full force and maybe, like, sit on it and reflect? Or do you think he's going to just come back like, hey...
One of the things that I want you to think about is when I'm trying to see how, like I told you, when I'm trying to help people fix what's wrong and I'm trying to flip things in different directions, the cycle, and whenever I talk to people and a lot of people get on, I get on some people's nerves, reminding them about life cycles. But life cycles are roughly the time between July and July, okay? The current cycle he's actually in is that of the Emperor. And the Emperor represents a man in his world. And so he really is examining his world. He really is. So I actually do believe that this is repairable. It's not only repairable because he tries to come back. It's not only repairable because of just... the cycle that he's entering into, because he's entering into a very realistic man cycle about, like, who I am as a man, not who I am as a boyfriend, but who I am as a man, mm-hmm. so to speak. So I think that this is something that is repairable, but you've got to remember that one of the cards you had playing against you was that tradition card. So what we mm-hmm. want to do is we want tradition to be there, but we also want tradition to not be like, we don't want it to be a regression. We want it to be a progression into new tradition. Because that tradition card also mm-hmm. represents marriages and commitment and real obligations, not just, you know, stuff we say and we're just saying it, you know. So,
well,
I mean,
yeah,
this.
When you said that, because that's what I want, and that's why I was hoping that he'd come back with some sort of, like, commitment, because it's been years since I've known this person, so mm-hmm. this is not just, like, I met you yesterday type of relationship. This has been,
right.
like, years, you know?
Yeah, and I believe, you know, honestly, I believe that long-distance relationships can work. I talked to a reader the other day, because sometimes I talk to other readers and to psychics and stuff, just because we just compare notes. We talk about things. And I talked to this woman who was so hard and judgmental on the long distance thing and was talking about, you know, real relationships versus this or that, the other. I mean, you can get clown shoe relationships from somebody you met at the grocery store, or you can get real mm-hmm. relationships from somebody as long as they just come from a place of sincerity and compassion, you know? So,
yeah.
I think
what works for some people doesn't work for others. I mean, long distance
right.
kind of gives you that space and you can do what you want, but then, again, you miss, like, the little things, and then, you know, you see the relationships that
you know, people see each other every day and then they have issues because they're around each other and they don't have space. And, you know, then you see the people that, you know, that are locked up in jail and, you know, they're making it work. And, you know, but somebody from the outside looking in, they're like, oh, how can you do that? So I think everybody has their own threshold, you know, and it's
yeah.
like how long, you know, how much or how much I can take, you know.
Right. And it also, in a, it also represents trust is a big thing. And not only trust, but just realizing that you don't have to live your whole life in one day is another thing, you know. So, but like I
yeah.
said, this does look like it's this is repairable, but what we're going to do is we're going to hear from him first, and then we're going to start fostering it along the way. And,
yeah.
you know, when you're in a relationship that has distance to it, you know, both people have to have no issue talking, you know. So he does
yeah.
seem like the kind of person who talks. And probably talks a lot and listens too.
Oh yeah,
you know?
He's good with
you know?
Words.
Yeah.
No, he's more of a listener. He's good with words, so he knows how to, you know, flip words. Can I know you said that August 7th I'll hear for him. Do you pick up on when you think I'll physically see him after
Hold
that?
On. Let's see. Hold on.
Thank you.
There he is. So this here looks like it's probably going to be around October, but it looks like it's the very beginning of October. So it's probably the end of September, beginning of October.
Okay. And is he going to come back with like some a commitment? Like, okay, I do finally want to get married to you.
Yeah. Now remember, I want you to remember the first things I was telling you when we were first talking about this. The part of him, his layer, the layer that's actually the layer that's the commitment layer was upside down. And it does not mean it can't be fixed, okay? It's just saying that that is still a card that means he doesn't really have a vision of what's going on. You know, he's being flirtatious. You know, his cups are empty. He misses you, but he still doesn't know just yet. So when he first comes back, when he first comes back, he probably isn't ready just yet, or he probably doesn't know. He probably doesn't know, honestly. But remember, this does look like it can happen. We just really need to get the right chemistry going.
Does he think I moved on? I mean, I haven't talked to him. Does he think I'm, you know, in his mind? Does he think I'm just waiting on him? Or does he think I moved on? I mean, this has been the longest I've not talked to this person.
I actually think he probably thinks that you've moved on. But I'm not telling you this to make you call him. The thing is, if you believe in quantum physics, it's, you know, basically, I'm going to just talk about energy. If you if you imagine that the energy you have for him usually flows south, and he feels that because it's what's comfortable, and I mean, remember, we're connected. You're people that are really connected, okay? If he stops feeling your energy flow at all, and perhaps feels like it's going in a different direction towards someone else, he'll be able to sense that. That's probably also why he's calling you from weird places, trying to see if a guy will answer the phone, or if you're actually going to answer the phone while you're in the club doing body shots. You know what I mean? Whatever he thinks that you're doing, you know. But there's something that he's doing, you know, because he wants to, and I think even his friends are probably like, because when I was going backwards there looking at all this, it looks like he's actually had a number of people call you, or he's used a number of phones. There were two women and there was another guy, you know, just different people that he's actually probably said, can I borrow your phone real quick? Or he's even talking to them and they're like, give me her number. Let me call her right now. You know, just something that is just, I feel like he's talking about this a lot. And I do think he believes that you've moved on, but you know what he needs to, what you're trying to do is you're actually trying
feel
to
that.
Get You have to feel that to reach out and to ask you to come back in or to pull you back in. And I think he will.
Yeah, I think he will too, but I just hope, I mean, it's kind of good that he thinks I moved on. He needs a little shaken up, you know, go in his, you know, mind. But I just hope that, like, when he does contact me, it's like, I want you back, but this is, you know, I want to come back stronger. But I guess, you know, I'll wait and figure out how the conversation's going to go because,
right.
You know, I think after long, I definitely got stronger. I'm not going to be the weak telly that I used to be and just, oh, I'm so happy.
Right.
All the Shakespeare words I used to hear from him, I'm like, and it was so nice, but, like, no action to it, and it really,
right.
You know, so, obviously, I hope, I mean, do you think, I mean, he's a smart guy. I mean, obviously, if a guy really wants something, they'll do it. Do you
right.
think, like, in these months, he's kind of, like, tried to figure out some sort of plan, or, like, try to sit in with himself and reflect, or he's kind of been
trying to
hide
from his thoughts?
I think
he's thought about this a lot. I really do think he's thought about this a great deal. And so, but like I said, we're just looking, we're aiming for the point when he actually will just sit down and say, you know what, let me call her and talk to her for real. Okay?
Okay.
But Kelly,
hi.
I do need to get some other callers. I don't mean to rush
thank
you off.
Thank you.
I wish I could talk to you all night.
No, you're great. Thank you. Have
all right.
a good rest of the show. Bye.
You too. Thank you. Okay, loved ones. We do have Manda Panda, Miss Manda Panda on the phone. Manda, give us a moment. We're going to take a quick little break here. Got to get some water. And you guys just hang in there. It's not going to be long. Just hold on just a moment. Hello, everyone. This is Nunu. I I want to say thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Tonight is Green Energy Manifesting, also known as Money Manifesting. One of the things that I want to remind everyone about is that if you think about it, money is not always about money. It's not always about cash. Money or gold or coins, rubies, diamonds, pearls, these things are also spiritual things that represent our values, the things that are really valuable to us, relationships, our homes, our projects, our babies, our creative babies, our gardens, anything that you foster and grow. This is also gain, material gain, spiritual gain. This is also green energy. That last song was Sun and Jin song. And I'm going to take the next caller, which is Manda Panda.
Hello?
Hi, Manda. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You got a little bit of fuzz in the background, but we'll just go with that.
Okay. Is this better? I don't know if that's better or not.
It's a little bit. It's a little bit better. It's a little better. Well, how are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
I wanted to ask you if you saw anything as far as my love life goes coming up soon, and if you can give me any information about that.
About your love life. Hold on just a moment. Okay, all right. I am actually wanting to talk to you about, there's people here, there's someone here at least, but the thing is, this person, you're surrounded in a sandwich of the Chariot and also a card here that represents deep, deep issues. This individual that is in your life, is he actually local to you or is he somewhere else?
Well, there's no one in particular right now.
Okay. Now I've got to make sure of something because when I go underneath the deck, because that's where you read your history, your past, there is a man who shows up as an emperor just one phase ago. So as far as your relationship is concerned, did you break up with somebody over the past 12 months?
No.
No? Okay. And there's no one that you've been talking to online or anything like that that you've just been talking to?
Not really. Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We're just going to have to see what that means to you at some point. But as far as just, you know, your predictions are concerned, there is somebody that's coming into the picture soon. You know what? Sometimes, what we can be seeing is a backstory in a person's life So if this is not your backstory, this could be this individual's backstory. Because when I tell you that there's a progression here with this person, it looks like he is, like when you're first meeting him, he's just kind of showing up and then he's gone. And then there's a point where he does come back again and then he fades out. But remember, when I go underneath the deck first, this person shows up as an emperor. So what that can mean to you personally, Manda, is that he could be living with someone, but he keeps trying to break free, and he's still trying to talk with you. And so what we're probably seeing is a progression of him making it out of that situation to actually come into a life with you. Because remember, my issues are huge. One of my issues is the Chariot, which represents progress or a progression of things. And my other issue is an unhappiness or a lot of issues that are here, that are present. But because I think that what we might be seeing are just clues for you to know that this is a person that you can be in a relationship with or that you will be in one with. It's just that his approach to you initially may not necessarily be as kosher as it should be.
Mm-hmm.
So, but remember, if I create this into a timeline, which I always do, it says that you start dealing with this person. This looks like it's probably around the end of August, the beginning of September. It's soon. It looks like it's soon. But remember, there's a progression in his life that actually brings him to a point where it can be really all about you. And it looks like it's basically you're meeting him, he fades out, he comes back around again, he fades out, then he comes back. And all that looks like that's happening in a 2.5 month period. And then when he comes back around, it says that you're able to focus on things in a new way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see what happens at that point. It's kind of a bummer to have to wait. I know,
yeah.
As a reader, it's kind of a bummer to have to wait because I like having a little immediate gratification to make sure that, you know, that we're in the right place together. But if you don't know who this guy is right now, this backstory here is his backstory, and so you'll have a little bit to know. It looks like, as I said, he's in something with somebody. It says that he's stressed out about it. The things that he's been putting his time into are not panning out. They're having irreconcilable differences. And it does actually look like he's looking for or he wants to be in something. It's just that right now their flow is not, you know, it's not happening. So.
Can you tell me, like, what he looks like and, like, where will I meet him at possibly?
Well, let me see. Let's see. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. He comes up in the coin suit for physical description. Coins for me are darkish hair and darkest skin. He looks like he is a little young. He shows up as a page. So if he is not necessarily young, he looks young. Okay, he looks young.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think that he is a really, really tall guy. I'm not telling you that he's a midget. I'm not telling you that. Not that we don't love our little people, right? But he does not look like he's over 6 feet.
Okay.
And you meet him, Travel and Chariot show up here again. So I think you're probably meeting him, like, I'm not saying you're meeting him on a trip, but I think you're probably meeting him out and about, you know, like you could actually meet him at, your card is getting away from you at the grocery store and he helps you save it. You know, I mean, it just looks like
Okay.
It's so normal. It's just a normal thing.
Okay. And like you said, dark hair, dark, does that mean like, because that means different things to different people.
I know it means a lot of different things
to
different people. I know it does. And I usually say whatever that means to you. You know, but coin people are, you know, they could be Hispanic. They can be African American. You know, they can be Greek. You know what I mean? But it's just whatever that means. It looks like he's got darkish hair and darkish skin. I mean, and like I said, he shows up as somebody who's very youthful.
Okay.
Very youthful.
Okay, thank you very much for your help.
All right, sweetheart. You hang in there, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Area code 323, this is Nunu. How may I help you?
Hi, Nunu. Thank you for taking my call. I have, I'd like to know about health and romance, but the main thing about the health mainly is the dental health.
Mm-hmm.
I just contacted, I had x-rays done at one dentist's office today because I couldn't locate the number to this other dentist. You know, that someone had referred me to, and I want to know, how do you see this first dentist, the one that I did get the x-rays at? Is that the best dentist for me, or the better one, or should I look into the other one that I finally did find the information for? And the reason I'm asking, because I had some problems with some dentists in the past of not doing the work right, and I hate going to the dentist, number one, but I do want my teeth, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You're making me laugh because a couple of weeks ago I was riding with my daughter, and we were talking about my pediatric dentist, how he was just such a, you know, he was like such a good looking man, and he even had been in like one of the papers for being like, you know, one of the top bachelors, and he was married. You know what I mean? It's just, this guy was a trip. But, and I was telling my daughter that whenever I would go see him, he would inject me with the stuff, you know, when he was going to fill my cavities or whatever he was going to do. But, and I would always tell him, it hasn't started working yet. Well, he didn't believe me. And I didn't remember why, but my mother told me it was because one day I had a fit and was kicking and screaming when I was a lot younger. And so at that point, he just didn't believe anything I said as a patient. But anyway, whenever I would go see him, he would inject me with the stuff, go away and flirt with the nurses, come back, do the work, and then the pain medicine would kick in. And so I was getting all my work done, all my drilling done, feeling every single bit of it. So that was funny because that was a conversation I just had a couple of weeks ago, and I hope that, you know, you don't have that dentist. I know you won't have that dentist, but, you know.
I hope not.
So let's see if you'll have better luck with the new place. Are any of these people women?
The second one. It's a woman's office, but a man, well, maybe he just answered the phone, but the second one is, the one that I didn't go to is a female's office.
Okay.
And the first one is definitely a male. Gender.
Okay. Now, the office that looks like it's the women's office, because there's a very big female presence here. This person here, actually, you know, this actually looks like this is a really, really, really good dentist. The man, the man doesn't look bad. It's just that he looks like he's got more accolades. You know what I mean? So, I mean, either one of these people, sweetheart, look like they'll be fine. Seriously, either one looks fine.
Okay.
Now, there's lots and lots and lots of positive stuff here about the man, though. I mean, it's just like he has successful relationships with the people. People are always happy. They always feel safe and secure. You know, people have no problem going back. It even looks like, you know, there's tons of positive stuff here about him. And she looks like she is someone that is good, or just the female office. I'll just put it that way. They look like they're good. It's just that there's more positive stuff about the man than there is about the other place.
Oh, well, good, because I had the x-rays done, and I hate to have more than I need
uh-huh.
with
okay.
demand. But I just found the lady's office number to day, but I just went, you know, I needed to go. Oh, okay, well that sounds good. So he's fine.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he is. He definitely is.
Oh, great. So do you see anything for me? Well, whatever else you have that you have to say that's beneficial for me, I take it. I said romance at first, but maybe it's something else.
Okay. Well, you know, I want to look and see, just because our show has been primarily about financial things, but like I said before, money is not always money. It's also about, you know, just the things that are really important to us. But I'll look and see. I'd like to just kind of look to see how the next couple of months are going to be for you financially, to see if there's any luck coming your way.
Sounds good.
Hold on just a moment. And I also want to know, and if you have Facebook, my name on Facebook is just Psychic Nunu. I also want to know if your luck works out, because I like to get that feedback from people. So, you know, or you can just listen to the show. I like to know because, you know, it's just when you got a very good luck thing going with a reader, it's hard to find that. So I'd like to know so that, you know, we can always make sure that you're going pretty well. Now, sweetie, your luck is actually being pushed forward. We look like we're supposed to be looking into September, and wow, okay. Hold on just a moment, because September actually looks pretty hot. And so the 5th of September, what's your birthday?
November 8th.
Your birthday's in November. Okay. Well, around the 5th of September, hold on. I actually have my windfall card here for around the 5th of September. So this is the deal. I always remind people that our goal is to actually bring money in, and it has to come from somewhere that's realistic, okay? So bingo, scratch-off, that sort of thing is realistic. Lottery is not always realistic, but in your case, my 7 of coins, which represents a windfall, does show up at that point. I'm going to give you two dates, the 5th of September and also September the, hold on, 1, 2, 3, the 18th of September. We're going to try both of those days. But what you're going to do is you're just going to do whatever it is that you want to do at that point. Because this is, I mean, if you wanted to go play some poker or if you wanted to play some slots, whatever, but regardless, this time here just looks like it's high luck for you, period. So if you hit on the 5th, mm-hmm. you know, try it on the 18th too, but you may not even need to, but that, this is where it looks like you've got some really high luck. So we're going to try that out, okay?
Oh, that sounds interesting, because I don't usually think about going to the casino or anything, because I'm really not into that. But mm-hmm. I have been thinking a lot about going to a casino.
Okay.
So maybe I'll plan a trip.
Okay. Yeah, so just, you know, just try it out. Just try it out with your friends. You know,
okay.
Remember, don't ever put too much. I always tell people, don't put too much into it. You know what I mean? Just because you don't want to throw your money away. But that's honestly, it looks like you've got some really good luck.
Oh,
so
good.
We'll try it out. All right, well, thanks a whole lot, and you have a wonderful day in beautiful California, okay?
Oh, okay, well, I'm in D.C. now.
Oh, you're in D.C., okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It is a California phone number, and I am from California, but
well,
thank
we'll
you
try
so
to keep it cool. Try to keep it cool in D.C., how about that?
No, it's not. Thank you so much, Nunu, and I'll get back to you on Facebook.
Wonderful. Have a good one.
You too, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's Nunu. Hi, it's Nunu.
Oh, hi. We spoke already.
Yes. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. What's on your mind?
Well, I did want to ask about the candle that I'm burning right now. It's a
okay.
pink candle.
Okay.
And I was wondering, what does it mean when it splits into the wick? But then it'll, like, burn off, though. Like, it'll go into the wax, but then it'll split, like, two bulbs.
You know, I never really put anything into that.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, what I do actually put something into, I put a lot of stock into salt. Like if you were using salt to purify your home,
mm-hmm.
and like salt water, you know, if like you put a little bit of salt in a shot glass, and basically you always want there to be salt at the bottom of that glass, and you put a little water in there, of course. But if that salt ever dissolves, we need to see what's up. But if that salt ever turns into rocks and looks crazy,
mm-hmm.
Something's up with that. But as far as your candle burning strange, like, see, I'm burning soy candles right now, and they look real crazy. So whatever it's made with sometimes can determine the way that the salt, the candles melt.
Okay. So, it's burning fine. Like, it's flat, it's level, it's clear. Like, the outside of everything's clear now.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, like, the wick will sometimes split. So I was like, I don't know. But I guess I think I should only take stock in that, like, at the end if something happens to the wick.
But right. If something weird happens to the wick at the end. But, you know, one of the ways that you can also make sure that you're getting the benefit out of your candle is you gather the rest of the wax and bury it, or just have some, you know, depending on what you're trying to do. So
uh-huh.
depending on what you're trying to do with it, you know, some people need to hold on to that wax. And okay. some people bury it depending on what, you know, whatever they're trying to manifest. So,
cool. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you able to do a love reading then? I don't know if you have other people.
Oh, well, I do have some other people. We can do somebody else then.
If
okay.
yeah.
All right, sweetheart. All well, right. you hang in there. Thanks for All calling, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Hi, this is Nunu talking to area code 484. How can I help you?
Hi, thank you. This is the first time I found your show.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, so I wasn't sure how it works. I have a relationship question to ask you, so I don't know if you answer those kind of questions or...
Yes, I do.
Oh, wonderful.
Could I have your name and your birth date or whatever you go by?
Yes.
And your
birthday? Yes. Okay, my name is Tonetta. My birth date is 8/29/74. I'm calling up about a man named Danny, and his birthday is July the 8th, and I think he was born in 75. And I'm calling up to find out what's going to go on here with me and Danny in the future here.
Okay. Hold on just a moment, Tonetta. Hold on just a moment.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I want to make sure, Tonetta, I always want to make sure that we're in the right position right now. But right now, right now it looks like you and Danny, have you guys actually disconnected?
No. I think you're picking up on an ex-partner that I recently got rid of back in like May.
Okay. No, honestly, because when I go back to your past, I mean, right away, there does look like there's a guy here, and it actually shows up in, it's back in March, but still, I mean, you got rid of him in May.
That's that bad guy. I just started dating Danny. June 24th was our first date. But
okay.
I grew up with Danny. I've known him since I was like 8 years old.
Okay. All right. So moving forward, geez, I need to do a different spread because everything about this is about this other person. But let me just give you this information real quickly in case you need it.
Okay.
The ex that you were talking about, is he locked up or does he have problems with the law right now?
Yes. He's been in and out of state prison. He's no good. He's a bad guy. He stole money out of my purse. He's trouble. He's
okay.
living with another female. The police, I mean, it was a nightmare. I told him he had to get the heck away from me.
Okay. Now, the thing that I think that you need to be focused on with him is that it looks like he's going to try to start coming back around. And I think it's going to be next month. So you just need to be prepared for that. Just be prepared for that.
What do I do? I'm very afraid of? That he is going to show up on my doorstep with all of his belongings. I actually had a premonition dream of that, and I don't want that to happen.
Well, you know, I don't want that to happen to you either. But remember that, you know, there's another, like you were saying, that there is another woman here in the picture. I'm concerned about her, too, because she looks like she's very, very prone to drama and chaos herself.
She is, and she confronted me, but not she did not confront me like hostile. She just said, listen, he has a drug problem, he's a nut, and just don't answer your door for him. And I said, I haven't been with him, so if he's not home at night, it's not because he's with me. He must have found another female to go play. So she knows that I'm not bothering him.
Okay, but just be aware. Just be aware that he's going to be trying to come back around so that So you can be prepared, okay? Now, but let's do a spread and see what's up with Danny. You know, all of this has got to be connected in some way, though, because especially if Danny's with you and the guy shows up, you know what I mean?
I don't want that. I do not want that because what I've been doing is when Jason, my ex, a couple times he did come to the door, what I do is I just do not answer the door.
And,
you know, if worse comes to worse, then you call the police. You know, that's it. That's the bottom line. I don't want to have to do that because, you know, that involves more drama, but I got to do what I got to do.
Right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. In what I'm seeing about Danny, this is actually kind of a no-brainer. And when I tell you this, I think you'll know what I mean. This guy likes you, and he looks like he's here to stay. And it's that simple. But what we're concerned about is the drama that the ex is going to be trying to cause.
Is he going to try drama with the new guy?
Well, it basically says that your efforts bring rewards. You're really safe with this with Danny. It's just that the waster, and that's your ex. That's the person who's trying to waste your time, trying to suck your energy, trying to drain you. It says that this person, whenever you have hopes, he tries to cause carelessness and negligence. So just be aware. Just be aware that you have a new, real, genuine relationship here and that your ex is going to try to cause you some problems.
But will he succeed?
No.
What do I do? Just ignore him?
Well, you know, what I want you to do, what I actually want you to do is, I came and talked. What I want you to do is this. I was actually talking to the last caller about this. Get yourself some sea salt, okay? We're going to get you some sea salt. I want you to put about 1/4 inch in the bottom of a shot glass, or maybe even 2. And then you're going to put water in that shot glass, or both of them if you get 2 of them. And I want you to put one in your kitchen window and one in your bathroom window or your bedroom window. But basically have these glasses where you can see them, but where nobody can knock them over.
Okay.
If that salt dissolves and it just looks like it's water, dump that out and then do it again.
Okay.
If the salt starts to crust up and it looks kind of weird and crazy, sometimes people see their glasses corrode, we're going to get a reading because that means that something's going to happen or that something's about to happen. It's a warning. But what all that's doing is absorbing negative energy that's coming at you. You can even use, because the reason I'm putting you on a prescription that's more metaphysical is because you can't reason with a psycho. You can't talk to a psycho like a normal human being, basically.
He is a psycho.
And telling him to leave you alone is not going to work, but hopefully petitioning his guides to set you free and your guides to protect you will help you more than anything else.
Do you feel like in the spread that he's going to cause any bodily harm? Like, is he going to, like, try to break in my home? Because,
well,
unfortunately, this man did have a set of keys to my house, but he did give them back. But I never got the locks changed because I didn't want to have to explain to my landlord.
Right. I know what you mean. You didn't want to. You didn't want that drama. You didn't want any more of that.
No, because the landlord was like, well, what the heck are you giving a man keys? You only let, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, see, the thing is, I'm not going to tell you he's going to hurt you, but the thing is, I'm concerned about is that when you try to reason with somebody like this, he just turns into an even bigger idiot. So if you try to reason,
and he has bipolar too. I just found that out recently.
Yeah. So if you're trying to reason with him and tell him, look. You know,
yeah.
Just be cool, just be this, just be that, whatever, everything's
right.
Okay, you don't have blah, 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 blah. You can't reason with somebody like this. So I don't think that he will actually hurt you, but I am concerned about the new guy trying to talk to him like he's a regular guy and then him just, you know, trying to cause problems. So
do you feel like they're going to have a confrontation?
I you know, honestly, I think that there may be a confrontation. I really do. But we're trying to prevent it. We're trying to prevent this. We're just trying to prevent it.
Right. Because I don't want Danny to get scared away.
Right. And I know you don't. I know you don't. So
do you think he will get scared away, though?
His layers are that of someone who is driven by emotion, and he also is somebody that his inner layer is that of a traveler. And a traveler is not saying that he's just somebody who's about to be out the door. It's just saying that he can see this going somewhere. He can see this moving. But if you flip those cards upside down, I mean, you may be dealing with a bucket of crazy back, right? I mean, you know, your ex is going to be dealing with a bucket of crazy back. So basically, he's not somebody to be fooled with, but I don't think that either one of you guys want to see that side of him.
No,
so remember,
Danny's a volunteer firefighter, and,
yeah.
You know, he has a lot of clout in this community. So.
Right.
I think it would be stupid for Jason to act like an idiot.
Right. So, but remember, I want you to remember this. I want you to really remember this. He's very serious about you. He really does like you. One of the things that a lot of people get in trouble for is trying to just talk sense into somebody. You've seen a lot of people say, listen, I want everybody to be quiet. I just want you to listen to me. Please, everybody just listen to me. And then people turn on that person. You know, we're just trying to prevent that from happening. So,
absolutely. And we don't want Jason to feel like, you know what, I got to do something crazy to get this girl back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
And I think the best solution here is not to answer the door.
You're right. Don't answer the door.
You know. Listen, the police. The first thing they're going to ask you is, why did you answer the door?
Right.
If he's pounding at the door at midnight, you don't answer. And if you don't answer, then you're not. Now, if he's breaking in, you call the police. Or if he doesn't go away.
Right.
But I have a right to move on with my life. You know, I'm sick and tired of this with him and with the woman he's living with, and I'm done. I am done trying to be there for him every time she's calling the police or he's calling the police on her. He would come running down here, and I would sit up until 3, 4 in the morning just talking to him, being his friend.
Right.
And where did it get me? Nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be involved in this drama.
Well, we're going to try to pull you out of it. We're going to pull you out of it. But remember, just don't answer the door and just try to keep your head focused in the right direction. And like I said, get yourself guarded up with some of that sea salt. You know, I've got some other recipes, too. You can also just kind of blow. You can ask him to go away and just blow cinnamon out the door. I mean, not literally talking to him. But just asking for him not to come around and blow cinnamon out the door because cinnamon's a natural astringent.
Well, do you feel like Jason knows that I am dating somebody else?
I think he suspects it, yeah.
because this guy, Danny, he works at a furniture store, and the woman that Jason's living with, her brother works at the same other furniture store, but in a different location, but it's the same company, the same Rent-A-Center.
Right.
So he might have gotten wind, oh, she's dating Danny, and then it gets back to the sister, and then she rubs it in Jason's face. Oh, well, she don't want you. She's with Danny. And then he's probably thinking, who the heck's this Danny guy?
You got it.
But, you know, I was just afraid. I don't want to waste time with Danny if he's just going to be playing me or playing a game.
I don't think he is. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes a conflict like this, you may be concerned about it running him away, and it may be something that actually puts you guys on the same team. We don't want the problem, but if it's going to come, at least have it be something, you know, something good coming from it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think this guy really likes you.
Well, right, and I'm hoping that we can get into a serious relationship and I can move out of this house and he can move out from his apartment that he's living in and we could just go get a place and maybe get out of town, and then that way Jason won't know where I'm living.
Right, right.
I mean, do you see me moving anytime soon?
Hold on just a moment. It actually does look like you could be moving, sweetheart.
Okay.
This is like only like over the next like month or so, or month and a half or something. It's soon.
Whoa.
It's soon.
I could be getting out of here.
Yeah, you really could be. But you know what? Our time is running out, my dear.
Yeah.
Add me to your Facebook page.
I will.
Or even add this. To your Blog Talk Radio.
Right.
Yeah, and just let me know how you're doing. But it's been nice talking to everybody. Thank you so much for calling in today. Thank you so much for calling in. But it's been nice talking to everyone. Remember all the wonderful, wonderful hints you guys had about manifesting financially for yourself. And let me know how you're doing over the next little while. This is Nunu, and you have been listening to the Broken Radio Talk Show. Broken Earth Radio Show. Oh, my goodness. It has been a long night, hasn't it? You guys have a wonderful rest of your week, and be staying tuned for our next show. And remember, Thursday is your regular green candle day.